Feeling better. Appreciate everybody's concern and well wishes for this last Monday, and I'm feeling definitely better. Just another probably a good example of you need to take a little better care, and you know, just when your body's telling you something to get checked out, get checked out. So I did, but I appreciate your guys' concern and the well wishes, and I really appreciate the staff over at Baptist to handle all the things they did and make sure everything was fine, and it is, and I'm feeling better and going full speed ahead.
Any details you can share?
Not really. I just wasn't feeling. I remember I don't talk about injuries or. No, I just did not feel myself. So I thought it would be best to get checked out.
Did they say something was going around like that?
I doubt it was. No, I don't know. I don't know if something was going around. No, this was.
Stress?
No, I just. No. No.
I went through this with Urban Meyer, so I'm nervous for you.
No, I it all checked out. I had a clean bill of health with all the tests. So
we already diagnosed it.
No, it's all been taken care of. I do. I mean, it was an isolated thing that happened. I'm glad I took care of it. I'd probably do it all over again. But moving on here to Miami and trying to get the team ready to get a win on the road. Tuesday's been the same, yes. Wednesday's right on track, yes.
Can you update us on the injured guys?
Yes. I'll start with Rashad. Rashad Jennings has not passed his concussion test yet. He'll be retested tomorrow. Aaron Ross will be limited. We're going to just keep an eye on him with his calf. He may just be very limited today and see where he is by Friday. Again, one of those day-to-day. Maurice is not going to practice today. Maurice Jones-Drew will not practice. He will start to work a little more in the phase two with the conditioning phase with Tom Maslinski. Cecil did pass, like I think it was, you guys were aware of that earlier, and he had to get over some of the symptoms he was having. He has gotten over that. We're going to be very cautious with him today and let him do some of the individual work and isolated drills, but be cautious with him as well today. George just passed his George Selvig passed his concussion test, and he will be again limited to especially any contact today. And Jordan Todman will not practice today, and likely will be missing tomorrow as well. So we'll look at him again by Friday. I would say yes.
Any thought
that
you set about for the year?
No, we're still hoping. Again, we're gonna work a little more with them, with Milo, Thomas Linsky, and make sure if it is this week or next week that he's at tip-top condition. So that's not the next thing we'd have to deal with after the injury is his conditioning. We want his conditioning to be at a high level.
So you're still hoping that?
Still hoping.
Maybe next week?
Yes, still hoping. Yes.
What about shorts?
I think we're hopeful. It's positive, more positive than it's been, obviously, than last week. So I think if we're smart today with the way we practice them, and just have to watch the symptoms. But I think if we handle them correctly today, he should be good. He's going to have surgery on the hand. Yes. Yeah, he's played a lot of football for us, a lot more than I think he was even expecting to play. I think it was a shock to his system a little bit how much season was still to go, and just the demands of rookies and playing all those downs and being in a physical position like him, and he's already anxious to get ready and come back. But he's very. When I talked to him yesterday, he was very disappointed in the situation. I mean, very. Which I like to see, that he hates missing this time, but I thought he did well for us. I really do.
Is there anything else you could do at left guard?
No, we're gonna work a couple guys. Steve Vallis, who's been working there, who's really been one of the seven guys up, backing up the center in the guard spot. And we'll even work today just because Brad Meester missing. We'll work Austin Pazur in there some as well, just because of the number of bodies we have. He's played better. Probably not as consistent as he would like or we would like, but hasn't played a whole lot this year and was in there against a pretty good defensive line, and going to face the same thing this week with Miami, so we got to make sure we're solid up front.
If you think Britton will start, or is that still up in the air?
That's still up in the air.
Do you think part of it's just rusty, or is it something happening?
I mean, experience and playing and getting to a rhythm with the guys around you certainly is a bonus for you, to get a feel for being in there. And little things, fundamentals and techniques, got him in trouble on a couple things.
You think that's just because they haven't played much well?
I'm sure that's part of it, yes. It's definitely part of it.
When you got here, Montel's reputation was a pretty special team guy that hadn't gotten a lot of carries. Could you still see things that said, okay, you would have instincts to be a running back if you needed to?
I saw that in the preseason. I don't think we expected to get the production that we saw of Montel. And again, some of that was based on where he was playing in those preseason games. But when he did have his chances, he did some things, really good vision, could make people miss. And, he's tough. I don't know if you remember the one run in the goal line where he ran a guy over, physical runner. And so, it opened up my eyes, because all I'd heard about was his special teams play. But it doesn't surprise me with the way kind of football player he is.
One guy said that they're impressed by his patience. How surprising that, considering that he had gotten a shot and some guys may be over?
I could see what they're talking about. Even from the sideline, you could see some of the things that had to develop for him to hit the hole. And you're actually thinking, is he going to get to the hole? And that has a lot to do with the vision. Understanding the blocking schemes, where we had angles on defenders, even in the second level, he had to have a good understanding of that, And he's just a good football player. He just somehow finds ways to make things happen in everything he does.
How much will Chad's familiarity with the Dolphins help the team on Sunday?
I think he knows their personnel. It's, it's a new staff, new scheme. Kevin Coyle came from the Bengals. But I think he knows the personnel. Obviously the guys that he played there with, but that'll be really his only advantage that he'll have.
He's awake to the guy you got to.
Yes.
I saw a stat that he's the most efficient pass rusher on third downs this year in the league.
I believe it. He is about as explosive out of his stance and getting off the edge that I've seen this year. I mean, probably hands down.
He's still a ton of sacks from other guys too.
They got a good front. I know it seems like the same message every week. That's what I told the team this morning. When you talk about strengths and weaknesses, it seems like every week it's the defensive front has been what we have felt like been really the first and foremost thing we have to handle. And so those guys' sacks are because they're good players too, but they got a number of good players up there that you can't handle all of them with help. So somebody's going to be one-on-one, and you got to be able to block them. So it'll be a good challenge.
How do you gauge whether your team has been overworked or feels like they've been overworked?
I have a pretty good feel for it, being in the league as long as I have, being where I've been and been successful and not successful. I have a pretty good gauge on that. And then I'm constantly asking the staff. I'm asking for opinions from everybody. And I ask players, too.
Do they feel
at work? I'm sure some of them do. The record will kind of make you feel that way, but that's every year. If you ask every team, there's no way everybody's going to be on the same page.
Did some of the veterans come to you and say, practice has been pretty grueling on Wednesday, a lot of weightlifting?
No, not as of yet, no. No.
Okay.
How important is veteran leadership in the month of December when you know the playoffs aren't there to, you know, make sure you don't have a 50 to nothing coming game?
I think it's very important. I think it's important whatever month it is because of the that we have a bunch of young guys on this team. I mean, we have a number of young guys that have to still learn how to be pros. And some guys, this is, especially the rookies, this is an extended time for them. And there is a rookie wall that their body's saying, what the heck is happening to me right now? I should be getting ready for a bowl game in weeks from now, not getting ready to go out for another Wednesday practice. And they have to learn how to be a professional. How do they prepare themselves? How do they teach themselves to recover? And you need veterans that do it the right way, and you need the more you got, obviously, the better. But and we have a number of those guys, and I mean, I've asked those guys to take a couple of these guys under their wings, show them how to study, show them how to prepare, show them how to recover after practice, after games, so you're not fatigued. A lot of that is more up to you than it is anybody, and unless they're showing the way, we can say it coaching wise, but there's nothing better than a teammate grabbing you and telling you that, do it this way, and they'll listen more.
You had a couple of your captains, though, who are out now. You've got Maurice, one captain, another veteran. I mean, because you have so many young players, I mean, it seems like it's a big burden for only a few of those veterans who are out there and who have been on the field consistently.
But the other ones, even the Darryl Smiths, have been around here in the meetings, in the weight room, in the training room, on the field. They're still a force, even though they're not doing it on Sundays. They're still a big voice in that locker room. And, they've been outstanding for us the whole year. And that's hard to do when you're not playing, to step up. And, you know, those guys have done that.
Is Joseph on track to play next week?
I'd probably know that better this time next week. I mean, we're kind of just gradually taking – we don't have to do anything till the 22nd. And I know just his spirits have been much better than they've been. So that to me says he's feeling better. But we're not going to, again, blow it out right off the bat. This is definitely gradual.
Right. You see how guys like Kenny going back to Miami. Is it overrated, those guys going back to the place they've been? Or do you see players play with a chip on their shoulder a little bit or try to do too much? Or?
No, I think it's I think there's something there. I think guys like to go back and show what they're capable of, and you know, it's just the old, I've been there, I'd like to beat my old team, and I don't know if there's anything more than that. You know, I'm not like out to prove anything, but I just think that it's just the maybe winning, you know, and having the last word when going into the off season, something, you know, because Chad has a place down in Fort Lauderdale still, so I know he's got a lot of good friends down there, but I don't think there's anything better than that. We immediately after I wasn't real sure because again I like to view the film a couple of times, which I didn't get to it till Monday night, and then after I watched it and I came in, I talked to the coaches Tuesday morning. You know, he did some good things. We could help them do some better things, but there's still things there that as soon as Chad comes off, he's already saying to me what I'm about to say to him. He already knows some of the things he could have done better, getting rid of the ball in a couple of those situations. You know, it's something a veteran knows, and after I watched the film, I felt better about the way he played. I wish we got to do a better job with some of the things. We have some plays, just we've left them out on the field every Sunday. Those drops have just haunted us all year. You can say they're young guys and early, you know, this is not a lot of experience, but these are not hard passes to catch, the ones we're dropping. These are, like we've talked about, layups. And they just change your momentum. And they have all year.
How fast is the heartline when they step on another catch this year? Do they do it in different ways?
heartline, big physical, confident, go over the middle type of guy. Bess, I think he's a good player, but he's their slot guy. When they get into their three wide receiver package, that slot guy has the ability to get more balls thrown his way. But he's a dangerous guy as well with his quicks.
One more on your help. You said you got to do a better job taking care of yourself. What are you going to change?
I'm going to eat better, drink more. A lot of the things I told the players this morning, things I've been telling you since day one. Got to get more rest. Got to hydrate better than I have been. Got to eat better. Just got to take care of myself. I never. It's my first day. 30 years.